Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Although it doesn't feel as much like a local story here as it is maybe a big story downstate and really a story of national significance. And that is the story of that Chinese scholar, the student at the University of Illinois, Yingying Zhang, who was in Urbana and she was studying. She was going to catch a bus. She didn't catch the bus. She was taking public transportation. Her English was pretty good. But she missed the connection as the bus was going away. She's running after the bus. And then a car pulls up and says, "Hey, did you miss your ride?" And she says, "Yes, I did." Guy says, "I'll give you a ride." And that was the last anybody ever saw of her. We now know that her death was a ghastly thing. And the man charged with the crime is on trial. And the defense tack they're taking is interesting. Following this story is Tim Dittman. Tim, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a very busy week down here, very heart-wrenching as well as these details come out at trial.
That's a fair description, though, is it not, of what happened? I mean, how she was abducted, if you will, and what led to her death?
Yeah, we expected a lot of new information to come out over these next few weeks, and the trial is expected to last into July, but I don't think anyone anticipated all of the bombshell information to come out on the first day. As you alluded to, the prosecution in their opening statement laid out their version of events, and I won't get into great detail on the air because, as you mentioned, they are very gruesome, but safe to say Mr. Christensen abducted, did some terrible things to Ms. Zhang in his apartment and then ended her life. Now, when those comments were made, I was watching from actually the Urbana courthouse. So this trial is taking place in Peoria, but there is a viewing room at the Urbana courthouse for the local community who has an interest in the trial. I was watching from that Urbana courtroom, and the air was taken out of that viewing room. Everyone was just shocked to hear those details. Now, we didn't even anticipate what was going to come just a few minutes later when the lead defense attorney got up and said, "Mr. Christensen did commit this heinous crime, and he is the one responsible for Yingying Zhang's death. And over the next few weeks, we hope to present to you, the jury, facts about this man's life that you will give him a life in prison instead of the death penalty."
He didn't plead guilty, though.
He did not, and that's something that a lot of people have asked me about. So what has happened is not a formal guilty plea. It's more of a defense coming out and saying, here is what our trial strategy is going to be, which I'm not an attorney. I've only covered courts for about 8 years, but this is something that I have not seen happen very often, if at all. The fact that he has not pled guilty has led me to believe that there is not a formal plea offer on the table from prosecutors.
Right.
You have to remember,
right,
a plea deal is a two-way street. Prosecutors have to agree to it, and then the judge has to ultimately sign off on it.
It's kind of a moot point I guess it's not. We never know what's going to happen. But while Illinois has the death penalty, we've suspended executions, correct?
That's correct. Illinois, as a state, in state cases, does not do the death penalty anymore, but this is a federal case, and so the death penalty is still on the table.
So he could be executed for this crime.
He could be executed. It ultimately came down to Jeff Sessions when he was in office as Attorney General. He authorized the death penalty, and assuming Mr. Christensen is convicted of the main charge, which is kidnapping resulting in death, and again, barring some sort of mistrial or something unexpected, we all expect that to happen, given the fact that he has already admitted to doing it. Once that happens, the jury will deliberate, not the judge. The jury will decide if he gets life in prison or the death penalty. The jury has to be unanimous. If the jury is unanimous to say, yes, this man deserves to be put to death, he will be put to death. If even one juror says, no, I don't agree with that, then the sentence immediately becomes life in prison.
But that's all after, I guess it's a formality, but first they have to find him guilty of the crime. So you all are going through this trial knowing full well what the outcome's going to be. The defense says he's guilty, he did it.
That's exactly right. And over the next few weeks, prosecutors will try to bolster their argument for why the jury should sentence this man to death. And again, I have every indication, just reading the tea leaves, that prosecutors are not in a mode to take a last-minute plea deal. I think they want to see this case through and see the maximum punishment possible. And then on the defense side, they're going to try to present the exact opposite, to say why this man should not get the death penalty. And they've already kind of alluded to what they're going to talk about, the fact that this man at one time was a star student. He was pursuing his doctoral degree at the University of Illinois.
In physics?
I believe that's correct, yes. And at some point, he started failing his classes. He began drinking heavily. He became estranged from his wife. His wife actually got a new boyfriend. He got depression, and he became obsessed with murder and serial killers, Ted Bundy in particular. And ultimately, on June 9th, 2017, Brent Christensen's wife left for a rendezvous in Wisconsin with her new boyfriend, ironically to the same resort where Brent Christensen and his wife Michelle had their honeymoon. And according to the defense, that just set him off. He hit rock bottom, and he ultimately committed this heinous crime.
Right, so he hits rock bottom. And then what do you do when you hit rock bottom? You troll Urbana in a car. He couldn't get a previous woman to get in the car. You finally find this young Chinese student who does get in the car, naively thinking that nice man's going to give her a ride. And then you execute her in a terrible way. And you know, it's sort of to me like, I'm editorializing now, you're telling the story, but I could see you hitting rock bottom and doing something rash. But he in advance purchased a 6-foot-long duffel bag. For what purpose, right? I mean, it sure sounds premeditated to me, Tim.
Yeah, and prosecutors would probably agree with you that this is something that had been on the man's mind for several times. In fact, he had gone to the University of Illinois Counseling Center and told counselors there that he had been thinking about killing someone for a while. He had even bought supplies, the aforementioned duffel bag that you mentioned. So, yes, if you look at it in the most sinister light, this is a man who had planned to do something like this for some time. And on June 9th, 2017, some 2 years ago, he ultimately went over the ledge.
Yeah, and I understand that that was a cry for help for him. I mean, he did tell counselors, I've thought about harming myself or other people. And then they suggested that he go to a mental health facility there. But, you know, the social service net that we have didn't catch this guy. And so we're left with this terrible crime. And this is something else that you alluded to a moment ago. At least I believe this is what you're talking about, Tim, that when at the trial, they told the jury the details of the crime. You can look it up if you want, but it's unconscionable what happened to this young woman. They did not know that it was going to be so specific and detailed, and that the family was there and was hearing some of this for the first time is, I guess, one of the things you were alluding to. That was startling, wasn't it?
It really was. And as far as we know, there was not some sort of jailhouse confession by Mr. Christensen. He more or less has been tight-lipped, aside from his initial interviews he did with the police in the days immediately following this incident. There are, however, several recordings that Brent Christensen's girlfriend, now keep in mind that's not his wife, he had an estranged wife and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The girlfriend made several surreptitious recordings of Brent Christensen where he talked about the crime, and one in particular that's gotten a lot of publicity. Brent Christensen actually went on a memorial walk for Yingying Zhang, and while there made comments to the effect of, they're never going to find her, I'm very good at this referring to committing a murder. So yes, it's all very startling. And back to your point about the family, they have a local attorney here who is kind of guiding them. He's an Urbana-based attorney who's been traveling with them to and from Peoria, where the trial is taking place, to kind of help them navigate the legal system, because this is all new for them. They're natives of China. And in speaking with that attorney, Steve Beckett is his name, he says the family is doing about as well as they can. The mother in particular, not this week, but at previous court hearings, has broken down crying a couple times. As you can imagine, it's very traumatic for her.
Yingying Zhang is that young lady's name, the victim. I'm out of time. You're doing good reporting down there, Tim. Let's wrap it up here, but maybe you could join us again next week. How long do you expect this thing's going to go?
We expect the prosecution to present their case through the end of next week. Then the defense will go. That will probably take about a week or so. And then it'll be the jury deliberating. And, again, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but we expect it to be a guilty verdict, given that he has already admitted to the crime.
Yeah.
They'll probably take a break for the 4th of July holiday, and then it'll be maybe a couple more weeks for the sentencing phase, where, again, each side will present their evidence to say, the prosecutors, here's why you should do the death penalty. The defense would say, no, here's why you should give this man life in prison. So we're looking at extending into July.
I frequently say, if you don't already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper. The News Gazette in Urbana, reporter there Tim Dittman. Tim, we'll be in touch. Thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you joining us.